When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Darlene in Arizona, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Remodeling a bathroom into a laundry room because there was no laundry room there and three bathrooms. So I put the stick-on linoleum squares on the floor, which was probably a mistake, but it's all down. And now I notice on the edges it's starting to pull up just a little bit. It's fine in the middle, but around the edges. And so I was wondering, should I use a silicone around, kind of pull them up a little bit, put silicone around there, or a water-based sealant of some kind? I just didn't know quite what to do if we put the washing machine in there and there was a leak, and then I was afraid the whole floor would come up or something.
So do you think if you kept pulling the tiles, they would all come up completely?
I think the reason why the sides are, maybe the floor isn't quite even on the edges or something. I'm just thinking that maybe it wasn't quite even, and it's not every side, but just part of it, right where the washer is going to be, as a matter of fact.
Well, look, if you were to be able to lift up those edges and add a tile adhesive underneath that, a regular floor tile adhesive, the kind of tile adhesive that you would use if you're laying down these vinyl tiles from scratch, and then you waited it while it dried, that'd probably be the best chance you got of preventing it from coming back up again. But I got to tell you that it's been my experience that once these seams start to go, you fix one and two more pop up. So this might be something you're chasing. And if it's only a small area, what you could also consider is basically replacing the vinyl floor with laminate floor. Just a small amount of laminate flooring won't be that expensive, and it can be laid down right on top of that vinyl floor. Laminate floors will float. They don't need to be attached. They sort of lock together, and they will lay down on top of that. You'd put a saddle in where you hit the doorways and that kind of stuff, but that would give you a really durable floor. You wouldn't have to worry about it.
Well, that'd be better than pulling it all up. That's a good idea. Thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.